Who wouldn't want to travel the world and get paid to eat and have a camera crew with him? Phil Rosenthal has just that job. He's the former executive producer of Everybody Loves Raymond, and he now gets to star and produce in a Netflix series called Would Somebody Please Feed Phil? Phil is here on Talking Tech. He's laughing hard. But would you believe, how does he figure out what restaurants to go to in Lisbon and Israel and Bangkok? Yeah. He uses Yelp. Right, Phil?
Well, that's part of it. It's we all have the world's greatest resource in our pockets, right? The phone lets you start with Yelp, and then I never just depend on one thing. I cross-reference. So if you Google best restaurants Lisbon, that's a very good place to start. You'll see the Yelp reviews, but you'll also see the local newspaper's review in Lisbon. Right? You'll see maybe the British travel section of The Guardian will have reviews of Lisbon. You'll have the New York Times travel reviews of where to eat in Lisbon. There's so many places. And what I do is, once I get an aggregate of positivity, I'm going there.
Okay.
Plus, I have people on the ground, too. So I have a little more than you might have. But now you have me.
That's right.
And you have the benefit of all my research and all the geniuses who are working on the show. We're also very high tech now. Now that we're on Netflix, we're using 4K cameras. You know what that means? Ultra high definition.
So what are you shooting on? What camera?
The F55, I believe, Sony. Does that sound like a camera? Did I get that
it does.
Right?
It does.
It's a 4K camera. It's beautiful. And what's great about it is, let's say we have a slightly wider shot. Because it's documentary, we're not planning out the shots, really. And the action that we wanted to show was me talking to you kind of off to the left of the frame a little bit. And when it was a funny line, let's say. I can look at this in editing and say, can we blow that up? And you can blow up the shot and cut out the extraneous without losing resolution in 4K. I think you have like a 30% wiggle room before you start to lose any resolution. That's why you hear all the 4K, 6K, 8K. That's really what it's for, is to manipulate the image
right
after you've shot it.
I shot a sunset last night, time lapse,
yes,
in 4K on here, yeah,
oh,
on the iPhone.
Looks, wow, looks, isn't really, that great?
It was really good. Yeah.
Oh, you'll show me after.
Yeah, it was a beautiful.
I'd like to see it.
It was a beautiful time lapse. Okay, so you're running around Lisbon.
Yeah.
You've got your phone there.
Yeah.
You've got an iPhone, I believe.
I do. Okay. The iPhone 7 Plus.
The
which
7
has a very
Plus.
Good camera, I think. You okay. have the 10 now?
I have the 10. But you know, the 6 is fine, and the 6S was fine. The improvements in the camera have been slight.
Tiny. Yeah.
What I want to know is, so how do you stay connected? Are you getting a SIM card every country you go to?
No.
Do you have an international plan?
I do. I have the T-Mobile, if you want to know, which is my whole family is on there, plus the Netflix.
Right.
Let's plug Netflix once more. So you get that, and I think it's unlimited data around the world.
Yeah.
Is that not right?
But at a slower speed. Okay, so it's at 2 gigabytes, because I was just in Japan.
Yeah.
As were you, and for PBS, I guess. You did Japan.
That was
for
a
PBS.
Year or so ago.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was 2 gigabytes a day, so it was slower. So it was slower, but you did get it for free. It was liberating.
T-Mobile, so if I pay a little more, I can have better? No?
No, if you got a SIM card. See, first time I went to Japan, I was with Verizon.
Yes.
And so I had to get a SIM card, which I bought locally,
yeah,
and put it in and for $30.
Really?
Because otherwise, I think Verizon charges $10 a day for international. Let me ask you about podcasts. We're sitting here on a podcast. I don't think there's a podcast you've missed. You have been out on a podcast tour. Here, pop quiz, can you name them all?
No.
No.
No, I'm doing whatever I can do to promote the show. This is, you know, we live in a world now where there's a million things just on Netflix. Well, how do you break through? How do you get someone's attention today? So I feel like it's part of my job to get the word out.
And so what do you think of the whole podcasting movement?
I love it. I might do one myself because I love talking to people. You know, I love exposing people to things that I love, which is really what the show is. They try to get you to travel, just using food and hopefully humor as the way in. But I want to connect. That's all we do as humans on the planet. That's what all the technology's for. I think it's wonderful.
Do you listen to podcasts?
Yeah.
What do you listen to?
Oh my goodness. I listen to that the Crooked Media one, the John Favreau one. I love that, and John Lovett, love them. I listen to the New York Times every morning. I listen to NPR podcasts. I listen to Pete Holmes' podcast. I love him. Leonard Maltin, I love him. These are ones now that I've done that I happen to listen to anyway. Never Not Funny, Jimmy Pardo, he's hilarious. There's a lot of great stuff.
Okay, lastly, you Skype with your parents every day.
Speaking of technology.
Speaking of technology.
In this new segment called Jews and Technology.
It's become a thing for you to call your... Now, do you actually do this when you're not filming? Do you call them on Skype every day?
No. I call them on the regular phone. We don't need to see each other that much.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you tried Hangouts or FaceTime or anything? You're still...
FaceTime I do, with my family, with my kids and my wife. We FaceTime. It's a little easier on the phone. I don't know why. It just comes with the phone, so you do it. But the Skype is something that my parents know how to use, and they've learned over the past few years, and so I'm doing that.
Okay. And how do they feel? I mean, they're in every episode.
Yes.
And they're very funny.
They're the stars of the show. People tell me they like the show, but they love my parents. I'm like, why do I bother going anywhere? I could sit in the kitchen with them.
In part two of our podcast, my mom is going to call in.
Oh,
because she's got some questions for you.
She's a fan?
She's a fan.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And we don't have the Skype. I'm just going to use the phone and put it up to the speaker.
It's better if she doesn't see me. I don't want to shatter any illusions.
I think she knows what you look like. She's been watching you on Netflix. Okay, the show is called Would Somebody Feed Phil?
Somebody Feed Phil.
Somebody Feed Phil.
The song. You're thinking of the song.
Yeah.
Which I love, by Lake Street Dive.
The show is called Somebody Feed Phil.
Yes.
It stars Phil Rosenthal. It's produced by Phil Rosenthal. You can watch it on your phone, on your iPad, on your TV,
on your computer. Watch it as big as possible. Not for me. That might be a deterrent.
To see the food.
But to see not just the food, the place, the scenery, shot in ultra-high definition, people.
That's right. He can be found on Twitter at Phil Rosenthal.
Right. And Instagram, phil.rosenthal.
All righty. Thank you, Phil, for talking tech. And stay tuned for part two when we learn more about Phil.